So Apple just lost to Epic Games. They lost a court battle to delay the App Store changes. And this whole thing has been going on for a couple of years now. Epic and Apple have been going back and forth. And it looks like Epic is coming out ahead. So this is coming from MacTech. Apple has lost a court battle to delay App Store changes while asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on its never-ending legal brouhaha with Epic Games. On April 29th, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an earlier decision that had let the tech giant keep its current App Store commission structure in place while appeals to the Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said Apple has failed to show good cause to sustain our prior stay order. This means Apple now has to return to a lower court to work out what fees it can charge developers who steer customers to outside payment options. Yeah, so they're basically Apple are trying to grift as much as they can off of Epic, and this whole thing's been going for a while. Their fees are steep. It's like 30%. Earlier this month, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals granted Apple's motion to stay a ruling requiring it to loosen the App Store rules related to alternative payment methods. Following the court's decision, Epic filed two motions. The first claimed that Epic didn't have the appropriate amount of time to prepare to rebuff Apple's request. This legal brouhaha between Apple and Epic has been ongoing for years. You can read about it here. The five-year battle against Apple has cost Epic over $100 million in legal fees alone, and CEO Tim Sweeney says that the total cost has been north of $1 billion, according to $9 to $5 Mac. $1 billion. Let's look at this. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fighting Apple cost Epic Games more than $1 billion. CEO says it was worth it. Do you think Tim Sweeney has an iPhone? I feel like he wouldn't own an iPhone. I feel like he would be a little jaded that he definitely has a Android. No. Epic Games flouted Apple's App Store rules by introducing its own in-app payment system, bypassing Apple's 30% commission. That was a blatant breach of Apple's rules, according to Apple, and the company threw its games out of the App Store. Of course, they're the Fortnite makers, so it's kind of a big deal. The two companies went to court, and Apple mostly won, but the judge ruled that the company must allow developers to make in-app sales through their own channels without the iPhone maker taking a cut. Apple responded by declaring that it would continue to demand commissions even on sales made outside the App Store. Epic returned to court to fight this, and the judge confirmed that Apple lied under oath, was flouting her ruling, and now must comply. She's even referred the matter to criminal investigation. Yeah, this thing is ugly, but it is kind of a battle, I guess, for the future of the App Store. Apple does take a really steep cut. What do you guys think?